This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
You know it, Levon. Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, August 26, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and one of his great companies, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute this day because we lost them this year. Frank Schmidt, Wist Hazelton, Harold Vandermark, Wanamee, Jerry Gawhan, Scranton, Joseph Ayoub, Carbondale, German, and Mayfield. Bob Bogert, Bloomsburg, and Dana Williams, Hughesville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because the Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right, and yes, the double entendre is intended, that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for you in a world where an entire political party, the Democrats, the establishment, the global elite, have all gone insane. You need this. I promise you, you do. I know I do. Well, one of the things I talk about a lot, I talk about standards of living and how I go harken back to my old neighborhood, middle class. One guy worked at a middling job at a bank, raised three kids, house. Nobody ever wanted for anything. Nobody was living lavishly. One guy sold tires. Another guy worked at the RCA plant. And everybody, one guy was a butcher, mailman, and everybody lived. Well, what happened to that standard of living? I've told you one of the conclusions I've drawn is this imbalanced world trading system that Trump is trying to address. But there's a lot of reasons for it. And The Washington Examiner, we talk to their reporters often. Now, they have something called Restoring America Editor, which says a lot about the Washington Examiner. It says, hey, they care. They're into this stuff. They're going deep. But there's a question. Why are millennials and Gen Zs, they're entering the workforce more educated, more productive than any generation before them, so to speak? I don't happen to think so. They've had more education time, but that's about it. But at the same time as they've had all these years in school and so forth, they're falling behind when it comes to home ownership and wealth building. Well, Jeremiah Poff, he is the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner, and he is with us. He's been writing about this generational divide, the economic realities fueling it, and he's with us now. Jeremiah, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's cut to the chase. What is the problem? What is the difference?
Well, I think, you know, you touched on it, I mean, about the standard of living over, you know, over the last several decades, how you could, at one point, you could have a job, you know, working a middling job at the bank or selling tires, and you could provide for your family, three kids, car, and you could own your house.
Yeah. And the wives didn't work. This was Ozzie and Harrietville I grew up in, you know?
Right. And you know, for a lot of people, that was their common experience growing up. And you know, I mean, I was very blessed growing up. My dad worked and my mom stayed at home and homeschooled six kids. And, wow. You know, that was a great blessing for me and my family. But, you know, I look at the landscape today. I'm 28 years old. I think that there's a lot of that idea of what of economic success just feels very far away. And, you know, one of the reasons I think, you know, Trump tapped into it when he ran all three times was the trade issue, you know, a lot, especially in middle America, Pennsylvania, you know, Ohio, Michigan, they saw their jobs get outsourced to, you know, other countries through trade. But at the same time, you saw a massive you've seen a continuing concentration of wealth. And at the risk of sounding like a socialist, I do think that these two things are very related.
Which, by the way, is a risk on this show.
Well, you know, I'm not going to subscribe to any socialist solution, but I think that the problem itself is very important to note, because, you know, one of the things that makes the American project so unique and so successful historically was the large middle class, because when you have a large middle class, it's very difficult for class divisions to take hold. And when you start seeing concentrations of wealth, that's when you start seeing class divisions start to become more appealing to people. Because the truth is that when you're not happy with the politics of resentment, blaming other people for your problems is really, really appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I look at the current economic landscape. You know, I have many, many friends who are educated. They work hard. They've got, you know, they got married. They've got a kid or two. And they all struggle to find ways to support their families on one income and be able to own their home. And, you know, there are, I think, two reasons for this. One is we've started treating housing in particular as a investment, almost like a corporate investment, like owning a stock share instead mm-hmm. of a place that you like put down roots and establish yourself. And what that's done is that it's made it much more difficult for companies that want to build housing to be able to secure the ability to do so in their communities through zoning and whatnot, because the people who live there don't want more houses to be built because it affects their property value. And when that happens, you end up seeing a lot of people who are young who then get priced out of the market because there's no starter homes for them. To me, that's one of the, you know, the biggest issues with the government involvement in this has helped create a wealth gap where the older people in particular are seeing their net worth balloon and thus contributing to the wealth gap, whereas young people who are just starting to set up their lives and trying to start families, they're having a hard time getting their feet set.
Jeremiah Poff is our guest. He is the Restoring America editor at Washington Examiner. Now, one of the concepts is the baby boomers are transferring their wealth to younger generations. Has that begun in earnest? I'm guessing it has.
I mean, if it has, I haven't really seen it. I mean, yeah. The other thing, neighborhoods in the regions of Virginia where I grew up in that when I was a kid, you know, my parents bought their house for $375,000 in 2005, right? You know, right before the housing market really took off before the crash. Mm-hmm. And today the house is worth about twice that.
Yeah.
And that was on a one income that they were able to afford that. You know, that's just not possible for a lot of people anymore because, you know, they've been priced out and there's that generational divide that's been growing. You know, you can easily, there is an aspect of young people who are not interested in laying down roots and want to go get a rent an apartment in New York City or Washington, D.C. for $4,000 a month because it lets them live their yuppie lifestyle. But, you know, broadly speaking, the issue is still present for a lot of people.
What, I mean, do they have to migrate to areas like Northeast Pennsylvania to get affordable housing and then figure out how to make a living after that? Or do they stay in these big cities that they're wedded to, that they've been priced out of?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think that part of the reason why people have been driven out of places like Northeast Pennsylvania is that they've found is that the economic opportunities aren't there. And yeah. I think this is why President Trump was so resonant in those regions, is because he said, I'm going to bring back the jobs and the economic engines that built your communities and helped you establish the roots that your kids are having trouble finding. And I think that was a very powerful message. And I, you know, time will tell if he's successful, but I'm confident that it seems like he's really trying hard to do that, especially with the trade deals that he's striking with other countries.
Jeremiah Poff, are millennials and Gen Z voters in your experience and in your researching this issue, are they getting that the tariffs might be one of the main keys to restoring their opportunity?
You know, that's a really good question. And the short answer is, I think some are, but I think the big view of this point is like, nothing's worked, let's just try something new at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have a really like well thought out, oh yes, this is the economic reasons why this is going to work, but what we've been doing has failed, so let's just try something new.
There, so many young people are disaffected. We saw that in the New York City Democrat primary for mayor, and you've got a communist who's, again, he's looking to blow things up, but from a place that's proven to fail over generations. But the fact that he's promising to blow things up is having young people follow him.
Yeah, and I bet there's plenty of people who support Zoran Mamdani who would say, I don't agree with his communist ideas, but he's promising to blow up the system, and that's why I'm voting for him.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a, obviously not a prevailing attitude, but is that one of the core attitudes in the millennials and Gen Z?
Like, I mean, yeah, I think especially among Gen Z, because Gen Z was the generation that came of age during COVID and during the lockdowns and the learning loss and all these other, like, you know, devastating things socially and economically and culturally, that they're just disillusioned with everything and they want anybody who's got a big gun and a target and they'll vote for that guy.
Yeah. There is no solution, I guess, at this point. But one of the points you made is that if we don't expand housing opportunities and we keep having wealth concentration, it's a threat to the free market. It's a threat to capitalism, which to me is just economic freedom.
Right. And, you know, I think I mentioned in there as well that the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution were, you know, two violent, earth-shattering, world-changing events, were both presaged by massive income inequality.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a history of where this can go that doesn't look pretty.
My word. Are you okay? Other than the tariffs and Trump policies, which I think are right on economically, particularly for working class individuals, do you find a divide between white collar millennials and Gen Zers and blue collar from that, those same age groups?
You know, I think, yes, because those who are white collar tend to have much more economic opportunities, but they may still have difficulties buying a house and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Whereas those who are in blue collar, they don't even have the economic opportunities. Yeah. And so those are the group that are even more disillusioned, more, I mean, that was, I think, a big reason why Trump, you know, was dead even on the youth vote in 2024, was because of those blue collar voters that were younger. And he, you know, he did something that no Republican had done in 25 years, which was, you know, make the youth vote competitive.
Yeah. Jeremiah Poff is our guest. He's the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner. Next time we have you on, we'll have to talk about that. I think that is very innovative by the Examiner. You know, strange this came up today and that we were able to get you for today. This is the two-year anniversary of Oliver Anthony's song, Rich Men North of Richmond, which we're going to finish the program with. It debuted at number one. The first artist with no chart history to do so. And it spoke to exactly what you're writing about.
Yeah, I mean, there was a reason that I think the first Republican primary debate for the 2024 cycle there was a question about that song, I think right off the bat, too. You know, because it speaks to the broader cultural trends that people are experiencing. Their homes, their lives don't feel safe. They don't feel stable, and that's where the resentment builds. That's where the fear of, am I ever going to be successful? That's where that comes from. And if you don't address that, there are many, many drastic consequences that can come from it.
Amen. Well, Jeremiah Poff, thank you very much. Let's keep following this. We're here. We're here anytime you want to talk more about this issue or any of the other issues that come across your desk as the Restoring America editor at the Washington Examiner. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Jeremiah Poff, Washington Examiner. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Step outside the Bloomsburg Legion. You'll see a stone that says, "What is a veteran?" A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve. And I would add, peacetime or during war, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount up to and including his or her life. Well, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, our Veterans Tribute is brought to you by John Basiliga. And today, one of his great companies, Serenity Care, the gold standard for senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. The local owner, he's got a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area with beautiful personal care homes for seniors to live in. Robert E. Bob Bogart, decorated Vietnam veteran who rode motorcycles. Bob Bogart was from Scott Township in Bloomsburg, formerly of Stillwater. We lost him August 13th at his Scott Township home. His wife, Joan, by his side, holding his hand. He was born in Bloomsburg. He and his wife and best friend, Joan, were together since 1979 and had just celebrated their 22nd anniversary, February 14th. Bob was a 1968 graduate of Benton High School. He faithfully and honorably served his country in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War in country from January 30th of 70 to January 23rd, 1973. Highly decorated. He was awarded the National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnam Service Medal, the Vietnam Campaign Medal with Device 60, the Army Commendation Medal, the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry with Palm, Expert Hand Grenade Marksman M16, and the Bronze Star Medal. Longtime employee of Bloomsburg Carpet Company, where he retired in 2016 after 38 years. Former member of the Benton VFW. He was an outdoorsman. He loved riding his motorcycle. In addition to his wife, Joan, siblings, nieces, nephews, they all survive him. Bob Bogart. Dana Williams. He loved reading, NASCAR, travel. He passed away Friday, August 8th. surrounded by his family. He was born 1953, Olean, New York. 1971 graduate of Hughesville High School and a 1973 graduate of Williamsport Area Community College, now known as the Pennsylvania College of Technology. He served us in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 1973 to 1980. He retired from Equipment Depot, formerly Forklifts, Inc., in 2015, where he was affectionately known as the Bloomsburg Branch. Dana was a former Boy Scout. He volunteered for the Hughesville and Strathmore Hills Fire Companies, and he donated many pints of platelets for leukemia patients. Dana Williams is survived by the love of his life and wife of 53 years, Susan. His daughters, grandchild, and other family members. He will also be missed by his Tuesday morning breakfast club. Dana Williams. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower, 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 72. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of a late day shower, 75. No news on the weather this weekend for Festa Italiana in downtown Scranton. We shall see.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sorry, indulging in a little chair dancing here. This day, 1981, the Stones. They released their album, Tattoo You, Murph tells us. He picked Start Me Up from that album. Let's go right to Kendall from Sugar Notch on the Murley Center fundraiser he's involved with. Kendall, welcome back. How are you, man? Kendall, are you there?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes, sir, I'm here. I just want to thank you for letting me come on the air and alert your listeners to the fact that this is our sixth annual Gino Murley fundraising motorcycle ride. We begin at Electric City Harley-Davidson out there on the Carbondale Highway, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Route 6.
This is not meant for Harley-Davidsons or anything. I mean, we're starting out at the Harley-Davidson Center. This is solely sponsored by the Hall Group, the Harley's Owners Group. It's a private, you know, membership aside from being, you know, driving a Harley. But if you have a motorcycle, I don't care if it's 100 cc's or, you know, 2,000 cc's or a three-wheeler, anything, you need to come and experience this. This is kickstands up at 12:30 this Saturday, and there's food there. I mean, there's activities going on there. But if you can experience one time shaking the hands of these veterans, if they, you know, we ride to the Gino Murley Center. Mm. They have all these vets sitting down in their wheelchairs and everything else.
Wow.
You know, And we can go through there and shake and introduce ourselves and thank all these heroes for their service. And it is the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Kendall, you brought a tear to my eye. I'm just picturing it. So you're going to be up at Electric City Harley at 10 and kickstands up at 10:30, you said?
No, at 12. You know,
I'm sorry.
We begin the registration about 10, and then we kickstands up at 12:30 on the money.
Hmm.
And we will ride to the center. It'll take us probably about 45 minutes to get there. If anybody wanted to just come by the center there, just to shake these people's hands and just to thank them. I shaked a man's hand that was 100 years old there, you know, like that week. I mean, he'd had his birthday. I mean, how – you just can't do this every day. I mean, it's an experience that I can't even describe.
I'm picturing it now. Wow. That is just so fabulous. This Saturday, I mean, there's a lot to do, and I appreciate that with the audience. But man, this is one of the best things you could do.
Mm. Oh yeah, and it's it's a lot of fun. I mean, we take a lot of pictures and all that. We have a lot of veterans that are, you know, riders with us. But I don't care what kind of motorcycle you have, get it out, dust it off. And come pay, I think it's $25 a person, and $10 for a rider on back. But we send them numerous thousands of dollars after this. And they buy, I think they generally buy all their Christmas presents with it. Mm. You know, they always send us a picture of the hallways with all these Christmas packages wrapped and sitting outside these guys' doors on Christmas morning.
The Gino Murley Center, so many of the veterans we pay tribute to passed away living there. And I tell you, from visiting friends there, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place and a great experience. On top of a great motorcycle ride and the camaraderie that comes with that. That's an amazing event this Saturday.
It's just amazing, and I just want to, you know, let everybody know about it. And if you know anybody that rides a motorcycle, or if any of your listeners know somebody that has a motorcycle, tell them to get it out and come meet us there about 10 o'clock Saturday morning. They'll have a time of their lives.
What is it about, Kendall? What is it about Harley drivers? They just seem to be the greatest core group of Americans that I know of. What is it?
I can go to any Harley shop in America, and I'm treated like a brother.
Yeah.
It's not just about the brand Harley Davidson. I mean, we got people that, you know, you can't ride on one of our sanctioned rides on the, it has to be a Harley.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do have rides that you can bring whatever. You know, we've got wives now that I think we've got three or four of these three-wheel trikes, the front wheel or the two front tires on the front. We've got three wives that are driving those instead of sitting on the back of their husband's bike.
You know, so love it.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Well, Kendall, it's always great to talk to you, and thank you for calling in on this event Saturday. Registration starting at 10 up at Electric City Harley on Route 6. I think it's Einan, but Route 6, and then going down to the great Gino Merle Center to shake hands of some incredible people, some heroes.
One of these guys are heroes.
Yeah.
Every single one of them are heroes. So you got a chance to shake a hero's hand.
Amen. Great way to spend part of your Labor Day weekend. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Are we back, Bulldog? We did the music misfired. Oh, Lord. Well, it's hard to be in the 50s, and it's actually the 2025. Mother Teresa for August 26th. She says that each one of us is merely a small instrument. All of us, after accomplishing our mission, will disappear. The only question is, will you collaborate with God so he can use you to do his work here on earth? Mother Teresa for August 26th. Thank you, Mary Regina. Hey, just a quick note on the spam callers. My man Gary checking in. Scott the Slabjacker. Mary Regina checking in. Now, this is for Barbara, okay? First of all, there's not much you could do on landlines other than the do not call list. What Gary tells me is the do not call list prevents most telemarketing calls. It doesn't apply to some types of callers, including certain nonprofits, political organizations, surveyors, businesses for which you've provided prior consent to call, etc. Now, you can eliminate 100% of spam callers on your iPhone. And he's guessing that the Android has the same capability. Now, on Barbara, you may want to switch to cell phones. Not much more difficult. But Mary Regina tells us you can add them to your contacts, whoever it is calling and bothering you, and then block them. That's pretty cool. What does the Slabjacker say? Well, first of all, he's telling us about the Cracker Barrel deal. He says, number one, Cracker Barrel thing, don't come in and change the whole company to fit your valley. It's a company, maybe he means values. It's a company, it's there to make money and be profitable, not to be woke for DEI nonsense. You do what works or you pay the price. That lady was having issues with the calls, okay? He gets to Barbara. The spam callers, what I do is every time I get a caller that spam on my cell phone, I go in and block that number. I can't call from that number again. And if you keep doing that, eventually your phone doesn't ring. So I don't think she has a cell phone or is calling from the cell phone. I think she's got a landline. That's a little harder, Barbara. It's a little harder. But a lot of great suggestions from people. Where's my man? This is the one that's sort of... Oh, and if you've got a pen handy, Tenor Jim from Wilkes-Barre says, Bob, to block spam phone calls, 888-777-3406. 888-777-3406. The recent caller was right about telemarketing calls. Morning, noon, and nights. Recently took a call and read the riot act to the company rep, noting my age and not being well. Thank God, since Saturday, the annoyances have stopped, says Tenor Jim. Hey, we're finishing with that song we talked about in that interview. Oliver Anthony. I love this song. Remember we played it a lot? Richmond, North of Richmond. It debuted at number one this day, 2023, Murph tells us, and is a great place to finish today. I don't know where the time goes. I just love hanging around you guys so much that it flies, and then it's over. And then I've got a call, cabinet guy, giving the same suggestion. You don't need to add your contracts, just block, then delete. But our vets, they ain't no Richmond north of Richmond. Frank Schmidt, West Hazleton. Harold Vandermark, Wanamie. Jerry Gawhan, Scranton. Joseph Ayoub, Mayfield. Dana Williams, Hughesville. Bob Bogart, Scott Township in Bloomsburg. Well, my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:58:53, which means we're just about out of here. The Sue Henry Show next. The Rob O'Donnell Show after that. Loved being with you. You know that. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. But for now, we must gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And we'll let you finish with Oliver Anthony. Have a great afternoon, guys.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.